Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. We're coming to you live from South Florida. We've got a very it's cool. I'm very happy with today. It's a great start to the week. I get to take a break from painting to have just a really, really cool band on tonight, all the way from out west, based out of Denver, Colorado. But these guys play all over the place. Vermilion Road. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, man. How about you?
I'm fantastic. I'm really, really, you know, it's interesting. When I first got your guys' press kit from your PR company that you work with, I said, man, that sounds familiar. This is episode, what episode are we on? 667 tonight. So there's been a couple episodes, so sometimes I forget. And
did
apparently,
we miss 666?
You did by one day. I know it's so. You know it's so funny how these things happen. Today I was getting a show ready for this band that's coming up in a few weeks called The Buds. Being from Colorado, I'm sure you know what their vibe is. You know what I mean? And so it's coming up. It's kind of a late entry. It was the last day I had of the month. And they're going to be on the 20th of this month. And I said, man, what a missed opportunity. They should be on next month on the 20th for 420, but they can't do it. I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so we had your old drummer on, but it's kind of a whole new revamped band now, right?
It's been a lot of changes over the last couple of years. So as you stated, you know, Chad did the interview. He was our old drummer back when we were on our Palaces album cycle. And then, as we kind of got older, we sort of realized that we wanted to do kind of more of this alternative sort of pop direction. Just kind of at the same time, you know, we ended up doing these lineup changes and ended up doing this whole rebranding thing. And so it all just kind of stemmed from that.
Our Chad Earl drummer, you know, he wanted, you know, he's a very multi-talented, awesome dude who actually wanted to, you know, be up front a singer in his own band. He had his own music he was writing, and we were still cool with him. I just hung out with him the other day, and we wish him the best. But we're totally stoked. We have Logan and Gil with us, Logan the drummer and Gil our bassist, and It's awesome. We couldn't be any. I think it's the happiest lineup for me.
It's interesting. I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint pictures of people. It's how I make my living. I've never been in the music business. But it seems growing up and man, I tell you, about 99% of my friends all are in entertainment of some sort. A lot of music people I grew up with. And that happens with bands. People change and want to do different things. And, you know, it's growth. It's just part of it. The interesting thing about you guys is rebranding that perked my ears ears up when I first heard about it. As a painter, it's one of the things that just really, I think, kind of stinks about the job is you get stuck in this rut. People expect the same type of work all the time, and you know, after you've done it a while, you're like, man, I got to do something different or I'm going to go crazy here. But it's hard to do. It's hard to rebrand yourself and change, or maybe something isn't working and you're like, you know what, we need to course correct and do something different. Was that hard for you guys to do as artists to say,
well,
and maybe a little scary?
It's totally scary because, you know, we have a lot of fans that, you know, really like our older stuff. And we're fortunate that they are liking our newer stuff, too. So, you know, it's kind of a leap of faith with that. I mean, it is difficult because, like, sometimes I feel like we get, you know, pigeonholed in one kind of genre. And I feel like we're trying to expand out of that.
Right.
And I mean, for me, it's been a very natural transition in songwriting because although my voice is not heard in the songs, I do a lot of the songwriting. And on my own time, I've been, you know, with writing a lot of more pop music. It's one of my passions is like pop songwriting. And so it's, that part's been pretty natural in this transition. It's just it's tough because it's kind of a different marketing perspective on how we achieve, and that's been the difficult. The music has been pretty easy, you know, but the whole marketing route, how we brand ourselves, keeping it authentic, but also kind of changing gears and making it seamless.
Right.
I mean, the biggest thing has always been, you know, brand is everything, especially these days in this particular decade. And so really getting the brand right has been quite a challenge for us. I think that it's, you know, we have pretty high standards for ourselves, and I think that it's still got a ways to go. But I think that at this point people are starting to see sort of where we're going and kind of have a clear idea. And just like Hunter said, we've been very fortunate in that people have been very receptive to what we've done so far. And so we're really grateful for that.
And it also helps, guys, is you guys are just, you know, phenomenal musicians too, you know, I mean, and
right.
Obviously
right.
You can stretch, you know, you can handle whatever type of, whichever direction you want to pursue, and handle it well. The new single,
man,
we're going to play it a little bit, Out of Sight.
Sorry, one more time.
Oh, I was saying the new single, which we're going to play in a little bit, it's fantastic. It's Out of Sight, man.
Oh,
thank you.
It's
thank
you.
Good.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's super good.
Yeah, that song's a lot of fun for us.
We haven't played it live yet.
We practice it, and it's like one of the funnest songs to practice in rehearsal. But
yeah,
I'm
super stoked to play it live.
Nice. We've been playing. I've been playing. I found on YouTube, and I don't know how I found it. I was just looking around, and you guys were playing on the news somewhere. I think out in Arizona or something. Didn't surprise
me. Right.
But it was
Gasoline.
Really, that was really good too. You know, I'm
Thank
like,
you.
Wow, these guys are got it down. Fantastic. Now, Will and Hunter, did you know Gil and I've already forgot the
Logan.
Drummer's name. Logan, there we go. I'll never forget
it's okay,
it again.
Okay, just a drummer.
Sorry about that, Logan. Oh, my gosh. He's going to snub me at every Hollywood party now. It's terrible.
He has it in him. He's an evil person like that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Holy Logan.
We'll be in New York and hailing a cab, and Logan will sneak around me and get it. I can see it happening. No,
You know, he'll do
Logan's
that.
A good guy. So did you guys know each other from the scene, or how did it coalesce into the latest and greatest version of Vermilion Road?
So this all kind of started in, I would say, late 2016. You know, we were kind of having a conversation sort of about the rebranding thing, and then Chad made it clear to us that he was willing to, you know, pursue his own musical dreams, and he wanted to do that instead of Vermilion Road. So he ended up departing from the band. And, you know, like we said, we wish him all the best and everything, but we started thinking, okay, so who do we know that would be a really good fit for Vermilion Road as a drummer? And Logan was one of the first guys that came to mind, so we brought him in.
He was the first and only.
Yep, that was it. It was pretty much from the first few songs we played together, it was kind of a match made in heaven. So that worked out really well.
Yeah, he used to be in another band, Blind Tomorrow. We actually played together like a few years back, and you know, we just kind of, you know, been friends in the music scene. You know, go to each other's shows and whatnot, and so we knew each other. Gil, on the other hand, so our other old bass player was, you know. He quit. We're still good and everything. Still talk to him, Mark. But he left for, you know, personal reasons. And when Gil, so we met Gil via Craigslist, I think it was.
Yep.
And that's like the way to do it. Like it was.
We'd been through a couple auditions at that point. You know, we'd found a guy prior to Gil after our bassist Mark had quit, and he was with us for a while, and then he ended up departing for his own reasons, and so we had been through a couple other Craigslist auditions, and Gil came in, and I just remember so distinctly that the groove was just so solid, and he brought a lot of really good energy to the band. So, you know, we invited him in, he accepted, and things have been pretty smooth sailing since.
Yeah, it's been great.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion. .com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. That isn't always the case, you know. It's hard because you're dealing with multi-personalities, multi-scheduling, multi-lives, you know what I mean? And especially... Oh, yeah, and, you know, you guys... And the weird thing, too, with a lot of working musicians that a lot of people don't realize... at least the ones I know, and I know a lot of musicians who aren't in not just one band. They're in three or four bands, you know, because you got to take the work when you can get it. Especially at a more kind of that lower mid-range, you know what I mean, level. And because, everybody likes to eat and pay rent and stuff. But so it's hard. It's hard to find. And it's amazing when you do, though, and it all clicks and it all comes together. That's fantastic, you know. I'm really glad that happened with you guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, the thing about bands and all that kind of stuff that you can sort of understand it intellectually, but I don't think that people really grasp it until they've done it, is that bands really are marriages. They're really in their own in their own special way that you can't get with any other experience, their own flavor of an intimate relationship. And you're always, just like you said, you know, you're dealing with scheduling conflicts and working with different personalities and, you know, you're all working together to achieve this same goal. And it can be a challenge sometimes for sure, whether it ranges from personal dynamics to, you know, getting the product or the brand as strong as it possibly can be. And so I think you're dead on, you know, to find that with a bunch of guys is super rare.
Yeah, I mean, having the right people is one of the biggest keys to being successful.
Well, it's happened, and you guys are making, you know, it's very cool. It's very cool. Now, you guys are working on a new EP, right, right now? Or is the EP done?
That is correct.
We are working on
EP
it, okay.
It is, like, half it's over, two-thirds of the way done in production. We're getting toward the end of it. Super stoked about it. We will be releasing more music from it, so you'll hear more stuff soon.
There's a new single that's going to be dropping in a few weeks. I'm not sure if we finalize the release date, to be completely honest with you. But I believe the next single is going to be Gasoline, that song that we played on.
But you didn't hear it from us.
No, not at all. I just heard it. You know, I heard it in the streets of Tucson after the show you guys did. That was pretty cool. I'm assuming that was one of those morning shows. I've done a couple of those. Man, they always suck because you got to get up so early, but they're great exposure.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We drove like 11 or 12 hours to Prescott, Arizona, and like, we had to get up, so it's literally all day drive, and then we had to get up at like 3 or 4 in the morning. So it's like, might as well just close your eyes for a few hours of sleep and then go at it.
Rock and roll, boys, rock and roll, right?
Coffee's a great thing.
That's right. That is right. Oh, I'm telling you, it's crazy. Now, I can't remember. I lived in Denver. Gosh, it's been about, 15 years ago. And I can't remember. Right, do they have the daylight savings time out there?
Yeah.
They have it here.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel so behind today and yesterday with this daylight savings. It's great. It gets light later, but, you know, at what cost?
I feel like it's just so brutal this year. Like, everybody I've talked to is just like, daylight savings. And I'm just like, I know.
They need to talk to a doctor about their throat. They sound weird.
Brutal, man.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being this bad like 2 or 3 years ago, but this year, like, everybody seems like thrown off and like, it's like jet lag. And I'm just like, this is only an hour, but like,
maybe that's what getting old is like.
You
wouldn't know.
That's probably what it is. In my case, that's probably what it is. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. So let me ask you, now, since this new change-up in the band and whatnot, has your songwriting, and I hate asking, your process on a song is such a lame question, but it's so interesting to me. Has it changed the dynamics of how you go about writing a song? Is it a collaborative thing with the band, or is there like one person that takes the lead? How does that work?
You know, it has changed, especially since, you know, we've lost members in the past. So all the dynamics kind of get ruffled around a bit. I've definitely have done a lot of songwriting, more songwriting than I have in the past. So I think that's kind of it's going to become a little more apparent, maybe with the new music coming out, maybe a different kind of songwriting vibe. It's definitely it's definitely like more of a commercial thing going on, especially like more hook, being more conscious about writing hooks and stuff. But it comes from a pretty authentic place, I would say. You can still be catchy without, you know, being lame.
No, I
agree. We're definitely focusing a lot more on that.
That's cool. You know, and there is nothing wrong with, you know, going for a big audience. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I always
look
at the king, you know, Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you know, Madonna did okay. I think she's got a couple albums.
Yeah, that's true too.
I just heard about these guys the other day. I think they're called the Beatles.
Right.
Oh, you just think of them too?
Yeah.
No way.
And you know the interesting thing about the Beatles is that they all types, all genres of music. They just didn't, you know, they just didn't stick to one thing. They you know, not a problem. Yeah, we can, like you got, you know,
well, yeah.
We can handle whatever.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, kind of like how the Beatles,
musician.
Like how the Beatles experimented, you know, in their later albums. Like, kind of like with us, you know, we've been experimenting more with a lot more synthetic and electronic instruments to really kind of expand the bigger picture of the songs. Definitely will be heard in a lot of our newer stuff. So, you know,
nice.
Kind of breaking the chains, you know.
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Now, I know you guys had toured with the Vans Warped Tour and had done some of that kind of like bigger touring. Did you any plans on doing that again in support of the new single and the EP and whatnot?
So we do have a couple things lined up at the moment. Currently, right now, I think we're going to be doing the same festival in I think it's Tempe that we've done
Tempe,
for the
Arizona.
Past few years. That's
nice.
A charity event called Rock the Quad. You know, we've done that the past 2 years, and they've been really great to us. And we love heading down there, so we're very excited to be doing that again. I believe we've also booked a music festival in Prescott, Arizona. That's going to be, I think, mid-May. I want to say that's the 18th and 19th, or the 19th and 20th, but it's going to be around that window. I think we're also trying to get something together again for Warped Tour this year.
Yeah,
it's the last big one, last two raw with them. As far as I know, that stuff is not finalized yet, but there's a pretty good chance it's going to happen. So, you know, obviously we'll be posting on social and keeping you guys updated about all that.
Boom.
Nice. And I should let everybody know, too, Vermilion Road has a fantastic website. It's very easy to get to. All you got to do is pop in vermilionroad.com. We have a link up. And even if you're listening to this one. Yeah, absolutely. If you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the podcast in the future, on iTunes or whatever, the link's still active. It never goes away. So, yeah, you can get to their website. And once you're at their website, you can click on, they have right at the top of the page, all their social media links. So, you know, I suggest you follow, tweet, subscribe. Do what you got to do, man. But keep abreast of what's happening, because these guys always seem to have a lot going on. Very, very cool.
Yeah,
do you,
you
guys prefer
it, man,
do you guys prefer one social media? Oh, no worries. Do you guys prefer one social media platform over another, or are you Instagram guys or Facebook guys?
Our two biggest ones are Instagram and Facebook. I feel like, you know, Facebook's really like a home base kind of thing, but I mean, I have my opinions. I think the rest of the guys do about Facebook, and you know, there's kind of pros and cons to all the social media, but like Facebook's the big home base one, and Instagram is a close second, I feel like.
The thing I like about Instagram is I don't ever see people, and maybe it's just the people that I have on my Instagram feed. I never see anybody arguing on Instagram. Facebook.
Nice.
Happens all the time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, Instagram's like all emojis, and Facebook is like, you see like a cute dog video and someone's like, no, don't do that to the dog. It's bad for the dog. This is animal abuse.
Right.
And it's like, come on. It's a dog. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Not to get on my soapbox off Facebook, but...
I agree. Well, and I think from a marketing standpoint, Facebook maybe is it's really gravitating towards its consumers. It seems, at least on my feed, a little bit older consumers, and Instagram's a lot more young.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed as well.
You know, with my business, yeah, I'm trying to sell paintings on Facebook. I'm trying to sell posters on Instagram. You know, I mean, that's kind of what you do. Just because that's what they can afford, you know. But with a band, it's interesting because you guys, you know, yes, you're selling, you know, MP3s and singles and whatnot, but you're also selling, you know, live performance shows and stuff as well, you know. So it's double duty almost, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
It is. It's like we're, it's you know, we're like almost like salespeople. We're musicians. We're also salespeople. You didn't really sign up for that second part, but it's just kind of the consequences of the industry.
Yeah.
Right. It's where it happens to be, you know.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
You bring your phone everywhere. Work, school, the movies. Now you can bring it to an Xfinity store for an easy way to switch to Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. You can get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet at no extra cost, so all you pay for is data. It's never been easier to switch to Xfinity Mobile and keep the phone you love. Click here to see how. Sorry, I gotta take this. Restrictions apply. Limited to select mobile phones. Requires activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account. New Xfinity Internet customers limited to up to 2 lines pending activation of Internet service.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more. Including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
But the other thing is you've got a lot of freedom because, you know, like you guys had said before, changing gears with the, you know, the vibe of the band and whatnot and the band's music. 15 years ago with dealing with a big record company, you know, there would have been guys in suits and ponytails freaking the hell out, you know. What are they doing? What do they think? You know, actually,
oh, yeah.
Paragraph 8 of this contract, you can't do that, you know. I mean, so it's kind of cool that you guys have the freedom that you do. Artistically, I think, you know.
Well, and it's interesting that you bring up the whole thing about, you know, record companies and guys like that, too, because I think you're dead on, you know, 15, 20 years ago. It's like, no, you're like I don't know, say a rock act or like a hip-hop act, and that's like who you are. You know, like you're sort of expected to be pigeonholed, and people sort of are okay with that. But now it's like it's almost like technology has sort of enabled this culture of like, you know, people expect you to sort of constantly rebrand yourself and always do something new and innovative. So it's like now if you're not keeping up with the times, you're irrelevant. Like, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I just think that's a fascinating development within the industry.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's a tightrope walk. You know, you can look at somebody, all the grief Taylor Swift had with her latest foray. Not that I know a lot about Taylor Swift. My girlfriend knows much more than me. But and that wasn't a dig or anything. It's just I'm an old man, you know. She's not.
No. That didn't come off as a dig at all.
Right. But she, you know, I mean, yeah, she had some grumblings and rumblings and from fans, but it all worked out in the end, you know. And I think she gained new ones. I was in the car with Danny, and Danny had a song on, and I'm like, this is amazing. What is this, new Nine Inch Nails? What? It was one of her new songs. She's like, no.
Was it Look What You Made Me Do?
So I think it was the one after. It had like a real electric vibe, industrial thing going at the beginning of it. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's totally crazy, especially seeing like her evolution. Like, I'll just go on the record and say I love 1989. Like, I think it's a fantastic record. I think it's a really great way to do like 2010s decade pop. And then just to see her totally 180 and go full, like, bad girl kind of thing. Like, you know, she's doing that so well. And, I mean, you know, you're going to alienate some fans when you just – when you do that big of a sort of gear shift. That's just kind of what you do. But at the same time, you know, I think she executed it really well. And I think that, you know, she gained a lot of respect for sort of, you know, just kind of boldly going in this new direction.
Or lost respect. I don't know. Well, depending on how you who you talk to.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, and it's when you said that, it kind of reminded me of the old chestnut. I seem to – I don't hear it so much. I think people kind of got tired of telling it to me. But there for a while, it seemed every a lot of parties I would go to, there'd always be some really drunk person going, oh, you know, you do that radio show, there's no good music. No good music has been made in the last 20 years, you know, that old chestnut. And I'm like, well, I don't think that's the case, because I listen to great new music several times a week, just on the show, you know. But I think the reality
radio forever.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the thing is, you know, yeah, I get that, you know, Boston was playing the first time you kissed a girl or whatever, and so nothing's ever going to compare to Boston, you know, or that whatever it happens to be. But at the same time, you know, there's somebody kissing for the first time listening to Only One by Vermilion Road, and that's going to do it. They're going to feel that way about that song forever. You know what I mean? So it's art, and art's subjective, and I don't know. I think there's
subjective. And to that point that you made, too, about Only One, thank you so much, by the way, for that very kind comment. And we really do hope that this music – and I guess this is sort of, you know, the hope of every artist is that, you know, it makes an impact on people that, you know, just like you said, like, maybe Only One is the song that's playing during your first kiss or something like that. And, I mean, that's, you know, in a lot of ways, that's kind of, you know, almost the greatest thing an artist can hope for is to sort of be, you know, the soundtrack to people's lives and to be, you know, this sort of thing that people connect with on a really intimate level. And so, you know, the best we can do is just work our butts off to make something that really impacts people and just kind of see what happens, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, on that note, why don't we play Only One? Because it's such a great track. And I have it queued up right here and everything. Cool.
Oh,
well, here it is, everybody. Yeah, I know, right? It's almost like we half-ass know what we're doing around. Sometimes it may seem that way, ladies and gentlemen. That is not the – I am not bragging by any means. Just not the case. But anyway, here it is. Exactly. And, you know, it's just amazing when that happens. Here it is, everybody. This is Only One, Vermilion Road. Check this out. I really like it. I think you will too. What a track. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that's just phenomenal. The only one, Vermilion Road. I like that a lot. Vermilion Road.
Thank you.
Fantastic,
so much.
Guys. Fantastic. Yeah, yeah. I know I'm, you know, to be honest, I like all types of music, all genres of music. But really, I'm an old club rat. I cut my teeth on electronic music growing up. You know, it was in my particular town growing up, you either liked The Cure or Depeche Mode. I was definitely a Depeche Mode guy.
All right.
And I've always. And I like dance music. You know, I like pop music too. That's fantastic. That's out of sight. Yeah, a lot more sense than that than I remember for your previous incarnations and whatnot. Very, very. Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Very, very good. I know.
I won't lie, Jamie. I was not expecting us to have gone quite this far down the direction, but like here we are, and the music's coming out so fantastic that I'm just like, let's just go with it, you know?
Exactly. When it's right, you know. That's just what you got to do. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Now, who's playing the synths in that? The keyboards and what have you? Or is everybody doing their bit?
So that, you know, that stuff's, you know, pre-programmed kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of the production element in that. Also, we, you know, we have some contacts in L.A. We working with, you know, some engineers that have helped us out with it as well. Just bringing it to that next level.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear the EP. I cannot wait to hear the EP. I want to hear more. Now, we were talking a little bit off the air, and you guys, something I did not know. I just learned this. You guys also released another single, right, on your Facebook page, your social media?
That is true. Kind of, you know, a little unofficial, official soft release of a song, you know, just to give back to our fans because, you know, we really appreciate them and just kind of threw another song out there because we could.
That's very cool. You know, I love it when bands, I really love the age. I was talking to a different band that had been around a bit. And, you know, we were kind of talking about how it's changed the attitude of fan interaction with performers and musicians has changed. And I was remembering when I first kind of started getting a little bit of a, you know, people were starting to notice what I was doing. was way back when in the old MySpace days. And I had a friend of mine who was a musician, and I mean, this guy was like an original punk rocker. You know, he's around in the 70s and all this and that, made a ton of money and did his thing. And he was telling me, he's like, you're too accessible. You can't be that accessible with people. You know, you're going to ruin your momentum. And he was wrong. It had changed. The landscape had changed in marketing. I think it's so cool that you guys talk to fans and can release stuff and get instant feedback and are just cool doing that, you know? Because when I was a kid growing up, it was impossible to talk to bands. You know, maybe if you
right,
sat outside
yeah.
for hours on it.
You know, I kind of remember, you know, every back when I was a teenager, I would do a lot of digging around on YouTube, and I would find all these videos of, like, Metallica receiving all this, like, fan mail and, like, letters and, like, this whole thing. And I was just like, I mean, like, I can imagine it, but I have no idea what that experience must have been like, you know? And again, I think this
right.
is totally born out of technology in the era that we live in, you know? I mean, just like you said, the level of fan interaction these days is completely unprecedented and, you know, makes for a really interesting landscape within, you know, the world of music and bands and artists and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's cool. I think it's cool. And I like the fact a lot of people bitch about millennials. I'll tell you, one of the great things I think they've accomplished, that generation, is the music business is single-oriented. And I think that has a direct correlation with playlist creation. People make playlists. And every young person I know doesn't have just, okay, I'm just listening to, you know, gangster rap today. They'll jump from one genre to the other. My generation,
well, yeah,
which is a little older, totally genre specific. And it limited us culturally, I think. You know?
Everyone seems to have, like, the attention span of a goldfish these days. It seems like holding on,
that's
latching
true.
On to an album is too big of a bite to chew. So it's all about the singles, all about what you're feeling at that moment. And then you feel like something else a second later.
Right.
Fast paced.
Yep.
Like I think the social media, we're going to get all deep about this. We're going to write an essay about this kind of thing. But, like social media is such a here and now. Feed me information. I'm tired. I want something new now. Okay, next link.
Ooh, something shiny.
Right.
And, you know, it's like golden retrievers. It's what we've become, golden retrievers in this social media kind of thing. And the same goes for music. You know, it's just putting out, you know, single by single. People will listen a little bit.
Well, you know, and it's working out. It's working out. I tell you, you're absolutely right with the social media. I can't see people giving it up. You know, I think they're way addicted to that. Ooh.
I'll tell you, man, the two biggest addictions in this country right now, I believe at least, are sugar and technology, man. Like, just all of them.
Absolutely. It's a nice concept. It's funny. I'll see these memes on, you know, here we are, again, another social media reference. But I'll see these memes and it'll say, you know, would you spend a week somewhere in this cabin or whatever for $1 million, whatever, with no technology. And I'm like, man, there's people every day that do that when they go to jail and nobody's giving them $1 million.
I've seen that same meme, but I've never had that thought about it. And that's a really good point you made, you know?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't seem that big a deal, but maybe it is. Maybe it is, you know, I don't know. Hey, now, I want to let people know, we played only one, and folks, I forgot to mention, you can get this wherever you buy digital music. This is out everywhere, so whatever your, you know, choice of download is, well, you can put it. Pop in
That's
Vermilion
right.
Road, and only one's right there, and, you know, send,
you
can even send it to your friends
tables.
If you have their email. Say again?
We can put some dinner on our tables.
That's right.
Please buy our music.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm friends with a different band. I don't want to say who it is, but they're based out of LA, and I just saw a Facebook post. They're raising money for their West Coast tour for gas money. You know, it's like,
oh,
whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, we've all been there. Crazy. Hey, another cool thing I want to mention on the VermilionRoad.com website, right up the top by the social media iconic links, you can hit the stores page. And man, they've got some cool stuff over here. Very, very. I got to tell you guys, I'm digging that logo on that T-shirt. The V, you know, the stylized. That.
Oh yeah.
Cool. Oh yeah. We
stuff,
know what you're talking about. Thank you.
Thanks. I was the one to design that. I am
nice.
Proud of it.
I was going to say, whoever did that, next time you see him, get him a cup of coffee. From a graphics artist point of view, that's out of.
I guess
thing.
I'll
and
buy myself a coffee.
There you go.
Thanks though.
Nice. Now, are you guys? You guys obviously are going to be playing all over the Southwest and whatnot as things progress along. You're also playing around Denver, or do you guys? God, it's been a long time since I've been there. I mean, it used to have a great music scene in Denver. Is that still happening?
Yeah, no, man. The Denver music scene is one of the strongest in the country, I feel like. It's not exactly similar to that of an LA or a New York or Nashville or any place like that, but it very much, it's strong in its own ways. You know, I think one of the great things about Denver's music scene is the sense of camaraderie among the musicians here. With regards to your question about us playing live, to be honest, we've taken a bit of a break from that in the interest of getting this EP done. We are looking to, like I mentioned, we are going to be heading out and hitting the Southwest pretty hard in May. I think we're still trying to figure out getting an EP release show figured out. I think we have a date for that. I'm blanking on it at the moment.
Nothing's been announced yet for that, but it is in the works. And we will be playing, a lot in Denver because, we have fans here and it's convenient.
Yeah. It's home base.
That's right. If somebody, if Gil forgets a bass chord, somebody can run home and get one. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Gil. I don't mean to pick on you.
he's smiling and laughing.
But you're a bass, he's a bass player. He's used to being picked. No, I'm kidding. I just. Hey, but it's a fantastic single. I really like it and I can't wait to hear more. Guys, in all sincerity, keep doing what you're doing because it's really working. You're real good at it,
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You. I speak the truth. Again,
well,
folks,
vermilionroom.com.
Say again?
I was just saying, it is heard and appreciated, and it resonates with us so very much, and we cannot express our gratitude to you in mere words other than just we appreciate it so much.
Nice. Well, and I love having you guys on. You guys are a blast to have on and talking music and art and technology and all that kind of stuff. It's very, very cool. I'm actually writing myself a post-it note right now as we speak to get a hold of Amanda and over at Le Famals, PR and branding, and get you guys on again when the next single drops and whatnot.
Hey,
Rad. I want to hear
it. I'd love to do that.
I want to hear it. Yeah. There, also, folks, if you are in a band or whatnot, making a movie, whatever you're doing, if you need some help on the PR side of things, Amanda's a really good person to know, and we have a link up as well to Le Famas, and good people over there, real good people. I don't know how that works. Get a hold of them. Get them on your side. That's all I'm saying, Not bad people to know. Very, very cool. Well, gentlemen, what's the, let's see, it's a Monday night. It's a Monday night in Denver. What do you guys got going on tonight? Band practice or something?
Yeah, actually, right after this, we are going to hit the rehearsal space and jam out, we're, getting these new songs ready for live shows. So we got a lot of work ahead of us. But it's all
you have to do it. You have to do it. I don't know. Maybe it's – I know with myself, with my painting, if I take – we go on vacation a couple times a year. And if I take a week off where I'm not painting, it takes me a day or so to get back into the groove of it, So I try to work every day just to keep those muscles, Just to keep that zone happening. Is it that way with you guys' music?
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, getting rusty is a real thing, man. You really got to – excuse me. You really gotta bust your butt quite a bit.
Even if we have no upcoming shows, close by, we will still, rehearse just to keep it up and make things fun.
Absolutely. I remember reading a quote years ago about Thomas Jefferson, of all people. And he said, you know, if you're going to write, you got to write 2 or 3 hours a day. Doesn't matter what it's about, but you got to write if that's what you're going to be doing, you know. And
I know with hours, man.
Yeah, it keeps you loosey goosey and the ideas coming. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, hey, guys, I know you guys are wicked busy and whatnot. I really appreciate you guys being on the show. And it's been a lot of fun tonight. Anytime, man. Anytime. You guys are awesome. Hey, well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We've got a new show tomorrow afternoon, an early show tomorrow afternoon. We have a returning EDM pop singer and from Dallas, I believe. I could be wrong on that. But I think she's from Dallas, Ashley J. So that'll be a fun show. That's 2:30 on the East Coast. And then, what is that? I guess that would be 11:30 on the West Coast. So, you know, and all in between those points. Have a great night, everybody. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes. It'll be on there for free in their podcast section. Apple Podcasts, I guess they call that now. And if you are listening to the show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, in the future, hello from the past, do me a favor, though, when you listen to it, hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. You know, that just really annoys everybody who really don't like me. No, I'm kidding. It makes our advertisers pretty happy. So that's a very important thing. I like to eat. That's all I can say, man. Hey, have a good night, guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
You have a wonderful night yourself, Jamie. Again, thank you so much for having us. And to all you listeners out there, we love you, appreciate you. Check out Only One and Eye on You on your favorite streaming service. It's available everywhere. And thank you so much. You know, we just love you guys so much, and we cannot express our gratitude enough to you guys.
Awesome. Awesome. Good night, everybody. Hey, guys, have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.